justice, or anything else?
No.
Criminal punishment?
Well, he doesn't stand for disorder, he stands for what?
Peace and order?
Oh, peace and order. Is there another thing you'd maybe use instead of peace and order?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Law and order? Okay. All right. The state that's to the north of Indiana is what?
Wisconsin. Michigan on the other side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The state that's immediately to the west of here is...
Illinois.
Okay. And the state that's to the east of Ohio, or of Indiana
Ohio.
Is... Yeah. Okay. And then this state is... Okay. The place where, the state that Pittsburgh is in is?
Pennsylvania.
Okay. And the state that Rochester and Buffalo and places like that are in is?
New York.
Okay. And then finally, the state that's to the south of Indiana is?
Kentucky.
Okay. And the country that's to the north of Wisconsin and Michigan is?
Canada.
Okay. What's the city that, where they build the, build cars?
Detroit.
What?
Cars. Detroit.
How'd you say that?
I didn't hear what you said. I said...
Oh, okay. How would you pronounce the name of the city?
Detroit.
Okay. How about the city where they run the Kentucky Derby?
Louisville.
Okay. And the big city that's immediately to the north and east of here is, or north and west is...
Chicago.
Okay. What's the city where the Reds baseball team plays?
Cincinnati.
Okay. And the capital of the nation is?
Washington.
Okay. If somebody goes down and enlists in the Army, he's already signed the papers and everything, you can say that he's already done what? He's gone down and...
Enlisted.
What's another word for enlisted? He's...
That's one I never heard.
Well, it's real simple.
He ain't been drafted if he went down and enlisted.
You would say he...
He's been inducted?
Okay. I was just really looking for something real simple. If you take two boards and pound nails in them to put them together, you could say these two boards are what? They're not separate, but they're...
Nailed.
Or...
Don't know.
I was trying to get joined. I don't know. That's, as I said, that's, you know, it's usually it's a, it should be the first thing that comes to your mind. Maybe I, you know, we didn't get that very well. Okay. When you go to church to worship
God.
Okay. And while you're there, you're liable to hear a
sermon.
Okay. And what else would you hear?
Singing.
Okay.
Praying.
Singing and playing the piano and humming to yourself are all different kinds of prayer.
Correct.
Well, I was going to say more broadly than just in a religious context. They're all different kinds of whistling to yourself and singing, and they're all different kinds of what?
Sounds of happiness.
Okay. Or playing the banjo or whatever.
Music.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. You know, these things are so obvious a lot of times that... if you hear some music you really like, you say, that was absolutely,
great.
Or what else? Say it's...
Divine.
Well, maybe look outside and look at the sunset and say, well, that's really,
beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. The opposite, or the adversary of God is the,
Satan.
Okay. Any other terms for Satan?
Devil.
Okay.